Welcome to the AAT to ACCA Progression Route Podcast, put together by AAT to give you a little bit more information about the ACCA and what the ACCA qualification entails. If you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, where do I go from here? Do I want to take on further studies? And if I do, what route do I want to take? And what can I expect if I continue my studies with the ACCA? We've put together this podcast to hopefully answer some of your questions and to explain to you about the exams you'll need to take if you decide to study ACCA, as well as letting you know what exemptions you may be eligible for as an AAT full member. As with anything, it's always best to be prepared, so I'll also be giving you a heads up on some of the things you could be doing now to get yourself warmed up before getting stuck into your ACCA studies, as well as explaining how AAT can help you with this. You may already know that the ACCA is one of the largest and fastest growing accountancy bodies in the world. Recent figures show the ACCA has more than 135,000 members and 310,000 students studying for its qualification. This makes the ACCA the largest UK-based accountancy body. A bit like the AAT, the ACCA qualification is quite broad, so it means you aren't necessarily restricting your employment options, which might be a factor in any decision you make about further studies. The majority of ACCA members and students tend to work in industry and commerce, although a significant number also work in public practice for firms of accountants, as well as in the public sector. In order to gain the ACCA qualification, you not only need to pass a number of exams, which I'll come to in a moment, but you'd also need to complete 3 years relevant work experience. This is part of what the ACCA refer to as their Practical Experience Requirement, or PER. The way this works is that you'll need to keep a set of training records throughout the period of your work experience, setting out what sort of experience you've gained and confirming that you've achieved a range of performance objectives. In terms of exams, the ACCA qualification comprises two stages, the fundamentals and the professional. Starting at the beginning, the fundamental stage is the first stage of the exams and made up of 3 knowledge and 6 skills modules. As an AAT full member, having completed the accounting qualification, you'll be eligible for exemption from the 3 knowledge modules. The professional stage is the second stage and is made up of 3 essentials modules and 2 options modules from a selection of 4. There are no exemptions awarded at this level, so you will need to complete a total of 11 exams. To help you start thinking about what you'll be studying, a full list of the ACCA exams can be found at the AAT to ACCA progression route page, where you access this podcast. The format of all the exams you'll need to complete are 3-hour paper-based exams consisting of only written test-style questions. Unlike the AAT exams, there aren't any multiple choice options. In the skills modules at the fundamental stage, which you need to take first, there isn't a choice of questions. They're all compulsory, but there is a limited amount of choice as to the questions you need to answer in the papers at the professional stage. Now I'll talk a little about the exams themselves. The pass mark for all ACCA exams is 50%, and the exams are held twice a year, in June and December. It's probably becoming clearer that most of the ACCA exams you will do will be very different from those you came across with the AAT. If you choose to progress to ACCA, you'll almost certainly notice that questions you'll encounter can be quite long, and as a result, require a reasonable amount of reading. The questions also tend to have very unstructured requirements, which means that one of the first things you have to do is to decide for yourself what the examiners are asking for and what you should be saying. This means that a key skill you need is to be able to organise your thoughts logically, as well as feeling confident you can communicate your answers clearly in writing. If you feel this is a skill that you don't have at the moment, or that you'll be unable to develop successfully over the coming months, you should consider whether going on to study for an accountancy qualification like that offered by the ACCA is right for you. As I mentioned earlier, AAT members who have completed the accounting qualification are eligible for exemption from the 3 knowledge modules at the fundamentals level. These knowledge modules are F1 Accountant in Business, F2 Management Accounting, and F3 Financial Accounting. Obviously, as you're eligible for exemption, there should already be a higher level of familiarity with the content within these modules. However, there may be some specific topics that you have not come across in detail before. To help you with this, we've gathered together a list of main topics making up these 3 knowledge modules, which again is available on the AAT to ACCA progression route page. We expect you'll already be familiar with most of the subject matter covered by F2 Management Accounting and F3 Financial Accounting. But with F1 Accountant in Business, you may not have studied the following areas in detail before. Different types of organisations, different ways in which organisations can be structured, organisation culture in business, and corporate governance and social responsibility. If this is the case, then we recommend that you try to get to grips with some of the basics relating to any topics in these modules you're not sure about before you start your studies with ACCA. You may well find that as you progress with your ACCA studies, there are topics from these earlier modules that will be assumed you have knowledge of, so this preparation will obviously be of help to you. You may already have access to materials covering these areas, but if not, it's worth noting the AT will be adding a range of learning resources exclusively to you as an AT full member to help bridge any particular gaps you might have. So check back regularly to see what's been added, or if you have a specific area you would like to see covered, please let us know by emailing us through the link available from the AT to ACCA progression route page. Here I've only covered the AT to ACCA progression route, but our website also includes similar detailed information for some of the other common progression routes. Take a look at these sections and you'll be able to get a better idea about how they would affect you. One final suggestion for you, if you haven't already taken advantage of it, is to take the career questionnaire we've developed. If you're unsure which route of further study is best for you, then give it a try, as it's designed to aid your decision as to which of the further qualifications would be most suitable for you. Again, like the other materials I've already mentioned, the career questionnaire can be accessed from any of the progression route pages. I hope you found this podcast helpful and I wish you the very best of luck with your future studies.